Triple J.
Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yeah, it's Like a Virgin time on a Friday morning. Matt and Alex are with you and so excited to be joined in the studio by Jake Bugg.
How you doing, you all right?
Great.
Doing very well, thank you, Jake. You brought along your friend as well.
Yeah, Robbo.
Shout out to Robbo.
You all right, man?
He's going to be...
You break your rule.
I know. Couldn't help it, could I?
Yeah, off air, Robbo's sort of creeping in the background. He said, I'm not going to say anything in this whole interview. I'm just going to be here.
So I guess, Jake, you'll have to tell us about Robbo, the mysterious man in the studio in the background.
Mysterious guy. Dark horse. I'm sure. I don't like to know what happens behind closed doors. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Leave it at that.
Robbo says, you know.
Robbo, if you need to tell us or update any info on Jake Bugg as the questions go through, feel free to do it, because often, you know, the most insightful can come from the people around you. You know,
exactly.
They see all.
Yeah. Or you might feel like Jake's telling us a story and he's, you know, rewording him to make
adding
it sound like a
hero.
Adding
chili sauce, yeah. Chili sauce on top.
Bit of spice to it. And all of a sudden, Robbo's like, nah, mate. Didn't happen
nice.
Like that.
Are you a chili sauce fan?
Yeah, I like a bit of chili sauce, yeah.
Your best Jake Bugg condiment, you would say?
Oh, no, it's bacon sarnie with a bit of brown sauce in it. That's
bacon sarnie?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a bacon sandwich. Sorry, mate, yeah. Sarnie,
So bacon sandwich with what, sorry?
Brown sauce. That's the condiment of choice for that.
So all that right. Doesn't give us any indication to the ingredients or flavour. It's just...
You just call it a brown sauce.
Yeah, it's like... Well, why don't you have that sauce here?
Well, I mean, there's many brown sauces. We just don't know which one.
We would say barbecue sauce.
I didn't know if we were allowed to say brands or not, you see, so I was keeping it vague.
Is that on your rider, Jake?
No, it's not, no. You can only have it with bacon, like, and we don't have bacon on the rider, so it's no, unfortunately.
Don't have
not.
A little fry pan at the back. No. It's a shame. Next time.
Well, it's so nice to have you back in Australia after a little while ago now, playing the Splendor in the Grass for the, is it second, third time for Jake Bugg? Because I saw you a couple of years ago as well.
Yeah, I think it might be the second, actually. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right. How was the Jake Bugg that joined us the other weekend different to the Jake Bugg that came through off the back of your first album?
Well, we had a great weekend. It was all a bit tired, a bit jet lagged, but I think we did okay. And it's all about the crowd, and they look like they're enjoying themselves, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, you were recently in Glastonbury as well. Go on, tell us.
Yeah,
we're better than Glastonbury, aren't we? Splendor.
Well, yeah. Well, like when I was playing Glastonbury, Coldplay were on at the same time, so.
Oh.
I think I was there wasn't I didn't have the biggest crowd in the world, let's say, but on this Sunday, this time around at Splendor, the crowd were very good, and so it was cool.
What do you feel like when you get the timetables and you see you're up against Coldplay? Do you care? Do you worry, or are you like, oh, we got different audiences, it doesn't matter?
Yes, it's like it's the way it is, and it was a Sunday, and everyone's a bit tired and don't want to trek all the way to the stage I'm on. It's fair enough, I understand. So it's you know, if you want to go see a Coldplay, go do it.
I was discussing someone about the scale of Glastonbury, because I'd never been. I'm talking to someone who had been. Can you describe what it is? Because I guess Splendor in the Grass, one of the biggest festivals Australia has, yet it is probably a sixth the size of Glastonbury. Can you let us know what it's like around the site there?
I wish I could, mate, but I just stay backstage and I don't move.
Yeah, so
I'm not venturing out anywhere, nowhere.
Well, I think there's the same amount of staff at Glastonbury as there is entire people at Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea as to like a small city of tents coming up in the mud, which is quite incredible.
Yeah, sorry.
No, sorry, you go.
Oh, no, nothing. I'm finished.
We're going to have a standoff now. I was having
I'm right. finished. I'm finished.
Looks like Jake and Matt are going to stand off. It's up to me and you, Robbo. Let's go. What can we chat about?
Not Glastonbury.
Okay. Well, all right. Stay away from that. Well, let's talk about your music. We're going to play Give Me the Love here, a version with the two acoustic guitars in the studio. Cannot wait to hear it. We've got Jake Bugg hanging out with us this morning on Triple J for Like a Version. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Stick lights and rhymes about the old days. Keeping rich just to make new waves. I thought about it in a few ways. Pull back tough on the pale blaze. Middle road to wall both the game played. So I focus hard on the airplay. Try to make it sound like the new fate. It's only gonna be the same. Hearing on the first bone in defeat. Stay back and try to keep it upbeat. Old spits talk about the old streets. Brick wall hit by the concrete. Throw Ben back and his pony. On a telly Benny and my phony. Took back time to think what the old me. It's only gonna be the same. Just give me the lock up. 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 Get paid. Dead silence is a paper real fake. Pushing on a heart but's already been made. Coming up fast, could last the next take. Better put your sticker on cause you're gonna break. Late nights make you walk sideways. And now we're gonna party my way. It's only gonna be the same. Just give me the lock up. 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 It's only gonna be the same. Just give me the lock up. 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 It's only gonna be the same. Just give me the lock up. 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 It's never gonna be the same.
On Triple J, that is Jake Bug teamed up with the Mysterious Robbo to give you Give Me the Love, an acoustic version for you on a Friday morning. Thanks so much, Jake. That was great.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Hey, we got to get you to stick around and play a cover as well. This is part of the Like a Version segment that we do every week. And we'd like a clue before we head to the news. What can you give us a little clue about this song?
Well, we're going to play something else, weren't we? But we changed our minds, didn't we?
Right.
Oh. Damn. All right. Well,
okay, that's the clue.
That's the clue.
All right. Very cryptic.
Play something else where they change their minds.
Jake Bug in the studio. It's Like a Version. Hope you're well. It's time for the 8 o'clock news. Good morning.
Going to be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview
Like a Version.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences. Here's
a life on
a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, and for Like a Version this Friday morning, we're happy to have Jake Bug in the studio. Good morning again, Jake.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us with your man Robbo here in Australia for Splendour in the Grass last week. Going to play you a cover song very soon, but I wanted to talk to you about just the guitar, Jake. It seems like you really enjoy playing the guitar, whether it's, you know, the way you bring out albums quite frequently as opposed to plenty of other artists. What do you do when you pick up the guitar in your off time? Is it just something you can go back to and never get sick of, really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what I love to do. It's my hobby. So the fact that I can travel the world and get to play it and bust out a few solos, it's the best thing in the world for me.
Definitely. Yeah. Do you have a different hobby that gives you a slight respite from guitar every now and again if it's suddenly you're not in the mood one morning?
Yeah, a bit of football.
Oh, very yeah. Nice.
I was going to say, you know, like Jay-Z and, you know, he's got his clothing range labels and all that sort of stuff. What would the Jake Bug offshoot be? The new career?
The new career? Bit of football, yeah. Mm. Bit of football. We were doing a bit of kickabout with Sydney Wanderers yesterday, weren't we?
Oh, really?
Lads, yeah. Like filming a little video, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
How were they? Could you take them? The A-League stars here in Australia?
Oh, I had a bit of a stinker, to be honest. I didn't do that well.
Well, I think it was earlier in the year I had a chance to have a kick around with the boys from Mumford & Sons and the Vaccines, who were quite handy. I think the Vaccines took out this mini tournament in the end. Are there any musicians that you've come up against with the football that are quite good, or call them out for being quite terrible?
Who have we played? But yeah, we always win. Yeah. No, we don't. We don't.
What's your most memorable game of football ever, do you reckon?
I love talking about greatest moments.
You've still
in sport.
Got, because you know you got it. I remember saving two goals against Gregory Terrace, 2001.
Nice.
Mate, I in my head, if ever I need to sleep happy, right back on the pitch. What about you?
We played a couple of years ago, 2014, in Brazil. Yeah, we're playing in Brazil.
What?
And we won 13-12. They were trying to say it was 12 all, but it was. I don't think it was.
The bloody goal fest.
Robbo scored a goal.
Oh, what about Robbo? You? Did you score any?
I scored eight.
Oh, there you go. You're scoring eight goals. Of course, it's going to be memorable.
What do you call eight? Are you the double hat trick plus a brace?
Yeah. Eight goals. I was happy with that, but because I think. Because we weren't that good, and they were being more skillful, passing it around really nice. And when we just get the ball and boot it up to me, and I don't think, what are these guys doing? Like, this isn't football.
Very
doesn't
nice.
Matter how you win, as long as you do it, mate.
Exactly right. I'll take eight goals any day of the week. Beautiful. Well, he's also pretty good at music this morning, and Jake Bug is going to give you a cover song. The clue we got before was quite a cryptic one, because I thought it was still to come, but it had already happened. They were going to choose one particular song, but changed your mind, which indicated, Jake, the song you're covering is?
If I Could Change Your Mind, I think it's called.
Yeah, by Haim.
By Haim, yeah.
Incredible group. Have you run into these guys around festivals at all?
I think I've seen them about, but I don't know what it is. Just like whenever we go to festivals, it's like our dressing room's always off in the distance, away from everyone. It's like no one wants us around.
I don't trust you.
Keep nutmegging them or something, and they've had to keep you out of the area.
could might be, I don't know.
Well, we're really excited about hearing your cover of Haim right now, If I Could Change Your Mind.
Any particular reason you chose the song?
I was a bit stuck for time, to be honest, and I had to make a decision at some point. So
certainly,
and so I just chose this one. And sometimes you'll play other songs, and it's kind of about which is the best version you can do of it. And I don't like to just learn the song and play it like they would. I like to have a different take on it.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear it. Here it is. If I Could Change Your Mind, originally by Haim, but this morning Jake Bug performing it for Like a Version on Triple J. Take it away.
No, please don't cry. I've never done this before. Drove a million miles. Back when you were mine, I was too young to know you were the one to find. But if I was to say I regret it, would it mean a thing? 'Cause times.
Triple J. That is Jake Bugg doing a really different take on Haim's track, If I Could Change Your Mind. Thanks so much, man. That was awesome.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Also, Robbo helping him out as well. We heard a little bit from him during the interview, which was excellent. But, yeah, going to remain a mystery for the rest of the time. You finished up your shows in Australia, so we appreciate you hanging around and playing a little bit for us on Triple J this morning. And you off doing a few more tours around the world off the back of your new album, On My One?
Yeah, we're off to the States and then off to back home and then a European tour. So touring until the end of the year, it looks like.
Oh, dude. Okay, cool.
How's it feel knowing that you're sort of years locked in up to this point?
Yeah, it's nice knowing that... that people want to see you, let's say, but also it'd be nice to have a bit of free time to work on some new music as well. So,
yeah, for
hopefully,
sure.
Hopefully there'll be a few days off.
Well, thank you for giving us a little bit of that time that you have this morning to drop by and play an original and the cover for Like a Version. We really, really appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Triple J.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yep.
Triple J. Triple J.